Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Try saying that five times fast. We're up to the fifth bracha of the Amidah, the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Saka, the bracha of Tshuva. And we last left off by asking, why does this bracha, one of only two, invoke Hashem as our Father? Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Saka. And the other bracha is the next one, Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. The rest of the Amidah, all other 17 of the other 19 brachos, refer to Hashem as our King, our Master, many other metaphors, but not our Father. Specifically here, in the bracha of Tshuva and the bracha of Slicha, we refer to Him as our Father. So the tour, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, the son of the Rosh, the tour, even though it's a halacha compendium encyclopedia, he offers insight and commentary as well. And he writes, Masha tiknu lomar avinu bebirchas hashiveinu uveslach lanu, Masha einkein b'shara brachos. Because we turn to Hashem and we say, Hashiveinu Avinu, ask Hashem, return us to your Torah. Bring us back to studying, to knowing, to living, to learning your Torah. And why? Why are we entitled to demand that he do that? Because it's a father's responsibility to teach his child, to teach his son Torah. So in Hashem's capacity as our Father, as Avinu Sheba Shamayim, you're obligated to teach us Torah. So Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha. We strayed. We're distanced. So Hashiveinu Avinu, specifically we invoke Hashem as a father because a father has to teach a child Torah. Similarly, Slach Lanu Mishum Adachsiv V'Yishev Al Hashem V'Yirachameyu V'El Elokeinu Ki'arbel Isloach Anu Maskirin Rachamei Ha'av K'rachem Av Al-Bonim Shirachem Aleinu V'Yislach Lanu. So a father has a responsibility to show compassion to a child, that's slicha, slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. And a father has an obligation to teach Torah to a son, to a child. That's why it's hashiveinu avinu l'sora secha. So the Torah says these two brachos, the other brachos are not the responsibility, strictly speaking, of a father towards a child. These two are both teaching Torah, hashiveinu avinu l'sora secha, and the compassion, which is the prerequisite to slicha, so slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Other commentaries explain, we're trying to appeal to Hashem's unconditional love, unconditional parental love. A parent loves a child no matter what, no matter how far the child has strayed, no matter how far they've gone, no matter how far a distance they've become. The parent loves the child unconditionally because the child is an extension of the parent. So when we're turning to Hashem in these two brachos and we're saying, no matter how far we've fallen, no matter how far away we are, still, you're our Father, Avinu Shamayim. You're our Tati in Himmel, you're our Father in Heaven. So Hashiveinu Avinu, therefore don't give up on us. Believe in us. No matter how many times we've promised and failed, no matter how many times we haven't come through, don't give up on us. Give us another chance, and another chance, and another chance. And that's why Avinu in these two brachos. The real question is, why are we starting out with Torah? The bracha of Hashiveinu is the bracha of Tshuva. If you look in a siddur that puts a word on top of each bracha to summarize the theme, so Atachon in the Adam Das, the bracha was Bina. Hashiveinu Avinu, the bracha is Tshuva. So if the bracha is Tshuva, why are we saying Hashiveinu Avinu to what? The Sora Secha. And why bring us back to your Torah? There are people who've never been there to begin with. There are people who never opened up, never learned, never were privileged to have that education, or never were blessed to have that chance to learn. So why do we describe it as bring us back? So I saw in the Levi Leo, Rav Elio Lopian, and in the relatively recent Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Siddur, they both say the same vort, based on a Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara Nida tells us famously that when a baby is in utero, and the fetus is in the mother's womb, the fetus is learning Torah. That's what the fetus does all day, 9 months. It's one long Seder, one long Zman, one long Chavrusa. The fetus is busy learning Torah with the Malach in utero. And when the baby is born, the Gemara Chazal tell us, The angel, the baby, is tapped on the upper lip. That's why there's an indent and caused to forget all that the baby learned. They ask, you know, when Rivka walks by a Beis Medrash, Yaakov was kicking to get out. She walks by a Beis Avodah Zarah. Esav was kicking to get out. So we understand Esav wanted to get out because he wanted to run to go worship the idol. But Yaakov, where was he going? What was better in the Beis Medrash? He's learning with the Malach. He's learning Torah with the Malach. The Malach is teaching, the angel is teaching him everything. So why was he trying to get out? What would be better about the yeshiva that he's trying to go to than the one he's in, where he's being taught by the angel? So Balai Musa say a very important yisod. You could have the greatest Rebbe in the world, but if your chavrusa is Esav, you got to switch yeshivas. If you have the greatest teacher, the malach is the Rebbe, but if Esav is your roommate, if Esav is your chavrusa, you got to get out. So Gemara tells us that's what the baby's busy doing, is learning with the malach. Some take this so seriously, the Ber Moshe's asked, a pregnant woman who needs to be induced to give birth, is induction permissible halachically? So he says, if it's medically mandated, warranted, the doctor says there's a reason, it's time, can't be overdue, for whatever reason, then absolutely, of course. But let's say for convenience, let's say you like that birthday, or it's a good day, you're going to be off from work anyway. Is it permissible to be induced in labor just for convenience? The Ber Moshe says no for two reasons. Number one, he says a woman in labor is sakanos nefashos. A woman in labor, only until relatively recently are we confident, mirtz Hashem, that women in labor survive labor. Until fairly recently, way too many women died in childbirth. So a woman in labor is in a life-threatening situation. So when you go there, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you there, so it's a beautiful thing. Hopefully it yields a healthy baby. But to put yourself there into a life-threatening situation, that's a problem. The second reason, though, he gives, and he doesn't say it homiletically, he means it halachically. He says it's a problem of bittul Torah. This fetus, this baby, is busy learning. You're going to bring the baby out early just because it's convenient? Bittul Torah. Baby's learning. Don't nullify that learning. But anyway, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Eli Lopian, Lev Elio, they both say the same idea. Hashiveinu avinu l'sora secha. The Rav Soloveitchik said similarly. If you're going to be caused to forget all the learning, why learn it to begin with? If you're going to be tapped on the upper lip, an indent will be formed, you'll be caused to forget all the learning. So what a waste of 9 months. What's worse for a Rebbe to transmit so much Torah only for the person to have amnesia and forget it all? Isn't it in retrospect a grand waste of time? So all three said the same thing. Why is it such? Because a Yid should always feel a familiarity to Torah. It feels epis. I learned this before. This is familiar. I heard this. I saw this. This isn't brand new. This isn't foreign. This isn't a language I never heard, I don't speak. I'm not necessarily fluent because I was caused to forget, but it's familiar. That's the Pintel Yid. Soloveitchik said that's the Pintel Yid inside the Jew. Where does that Pintel Yid, where does that holy spark come from within a Jew? The fact that every Jew in the womb was learning with the Malach, and even if we were caused to forget, but it still remains familiar to us. That's why the Jew who never had a Jewish education still feels drawn, still feels inspired, uplifted, still feels lit up by Torah. So they say, that's why Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha. We don't say, Hashem, introduce us for the first time to your Torah. We say, bring us back. It's familiar. I've been there before. I know this from somewhere. I learned this once. I heard this once. I saw this once. Hashiveinu. Milashon, bring me back. Lashuv, return us to your Torah. We once learned the entire Torah, even though we have amnesia, we were caused to forget, but it's embedded deep within us. It's familiar to us. Hashiveinu Avinu, bring us back to that which is familiar.